Young children develop rapidly, and that includes their eyes. Vision screenings for babies, toddlers, and preschoolers is something you may not have thought about, but is very important. Doug Limp from Mail and Family Network is here with some early childhood eye information. Let's see what he has to say. Doug?
The American Optometric Association says that about 10% of preschoolers have eye or vision problems and recommends infants have their first comprehensive eye exam at 6 months of age. This is especially important because obviously children this young can't tell you about problems they're having with their eyes.
Isn't vision screening a regular part of a child's checkup? Do they need to get a formal eye exam with an eye doctor?
Your pediatrician will do a vision screening as part of a checkup. These are important and a great way to catch eye problems early. Some childcare programs like Early Head Start also provide vision screenings. However, these screenings are not in-depth, and it's estimated that they may miss as many as 60% of vision problems in children. Between the ages of 3 and 5, it's recommended that children should have a thorough eye exam to make sure their vision is developing properly and that there's no problems with the eyes.
Vision issues can cause children to have difficulty in learning and in socializing at age-appropriate levels. That's why parents need to be on the lookout for signs of vision issues in their children. I imagine squinting is one of the signs to watch for. What are some others?
That's right. Some others are holding screens or books too close to their eyes, tilting their heads often, covering one eye a lot, frequent eye rubbing, or avoiding detailed activities like coloring or puzzles. If you suspect your child is having problems with their eyes, don't wait until your next checkup. Talk to your pediatrician about a referral for an eye exam right away.
Now, a lot of insurance plans don't cover vision checkups. Are there options out there for parents who need financial help paying for these visits?
Don't let the cost or a lack of insurance cause you to turn a blind eye to your child's vision. The National Institutes of Health has a number of resources for programs that offer free or low-cost eye exams. A great example is a foundation called All Children See. They not only help with eye exams, but also help with medication and glasses if needed.
If you visit WEAA's website, we'll have links to All Children See and other resources. Vision screening should start early. Act now and you'll see the results in no time. See you next time, Doug.